Science Updates.
Unit 1. Four-legged fish. Reading.
U.S. scientist Emily Standen was interested in the crucial evolutionary question of how fish traded fins for legs and developed the ability to walk on land. The discovery of Tiktaalik, a transitional fossil, more commonly known as a missing link, of a fish with four limbs, gave her an unusual idea. She decided to see if fish could survive on land. For her experiment, she used Beecher, a species that can breathe air and use their fins to pull themselves along on land if necessary. The results were startling. The Beecher became better at walking. They planted their fins closer to their bodies, lifted their heads higher, and slipped less than fish raised in water. More significantly, their skeletons also changed. Their shoulder bones became longer and developed better contact with their fin bones. In addition, the bone attachments to the skull became weaker, allowing their heads to move more. And all these changes happened not over successive generations, but within the lifetimes of individual fish. This phenomenon, known as plasticity, is not new in itself. We have known for a long time that our bodies can physically adapt to deal with many different tasks and environments. What Standen's experiment seems to show is that plasticity may play a part in evolution. Evolutionary theory states that life evolves through genetic mutations, when a random change in a creature's genetic makeup gives it characteristics that enable it to succeed in a changing environment. Once this view became accepted, previous theories were dismissed. One such theory came from the 18th century French naturalist Jean-Baptiste Lamarck. He believed animals could adapt to changing conditions during their lifetime, and that these so-called acquired characteristics could be fixed in the animal's genes and passed on to subsequent generations. For example, it could be that giraffes have long necks because their ancestors were constantly stretching to eat leaves high on trees. Modern genetic theory, however, shows that an animal cannot pass on characteristics acquired during its lifetime to its offspring. But Standen's results reinforce the belief of a growing number of biologists that animals may adapt first and mutate later, a reversal of conventional evolutionary thinking. It may be that plasticity can enable animals to evolve without evolving. In other words, permanent changes in their environment would lead to all members of a species developing the same way over generations. This means they would change without any alterations in their genes. The idea that adaptation can lead to actual genetic changes ruffles the feathers of most biologists, but there is no doubt that it presents a fascinating area for future research.
Comprehension questions.
1. The terms transitional fossil and missing link refer to the same thing. 2. Emily Standen experimented with Tiktaalik fish. 3. Standen observed several significant changes in the fish she studied. 4. Modern evolutionary theory accepts that animals can pass on acquired characteristics through their genes. 5. Standen's results have changed what the majority of biologists believe.
Summary.
Biologist Emily Standen set up an experiment to see if Beecher fish could survive on land. She observed various changes in their bodies that helped them walk and hold their heads higher. These changes happened during the lifetime of the fish because of a phenomenon known as plasticity. Before current evolutionary theory was accepted, some people suggested that animals could adapt to changing conditions and pass on these new behaviors to their descendants. Modern genetic theory states that this is impossible. Standen's experiment shows that animals may adapt first and mutate later, and that plasticity may enable animals to evolve without evolving. However, The idea that adaptation can lead to actual genetic changes is still disputed by most biologists.